I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pakistan's quake death tolls climbed to over 70,000, and there are dire warnings of more deaths to come. World Vision's John Schenck says the body count is distracting from the real problem of being unprepared.
In a way, it just feels like the world wasn't listening. This earthquake was not a disaster with a specific moment in time, but really what it's done has shaken up 25,000 square kilometers and the lives of more than 3 million people, and destroyed most of the housing in this region with the winter coming.
Schenck says because the region is religious, it serves as an open door for action in Christ's name. Next, a coordinated raid in Eritrea a month ago netted the arrests of 200 Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says they got word this week about what's happening there and shares a grim concern.
One of our contacts in Eritrea had reported that several detainees had in the past couple of weeks been released, including one pastor. Of those that were imprisoned, all of the female prisoners have been released, and at least two males. Most of them, however, remain unknown. We simply don't know where they are.
And Book of Hope is fighting the rise in secularism in Latin America. Teams report that it's preventing them from having access to schools. There also appears to be active witchcraft and violence in some areas, which adds to the ministry challenge. Pray for wisdom as the regional and national coordinators develop new school programs and outreach methods to reach the children and youth with the gospel, especially in Mexico, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Argentina. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.